drug companies are getting away with murder. That's what Donald Trump said in his press conference yesterday. While Republicans are working on repealing the Affordable Care Act, Trump hit out at high drug prices and U.S. drug companies doing their manufacturing abroad. He says he wants to bring that home. Here he was yesterday in Trump Tower at the news conference saying, hey, there's a problem. Their manufacturers of drugs, American manufacturers, are leaving.
We have to get our drug industry coming back. Our drug industry has been disastrous. They're leaving left and right. They supply our drugs, but they don't make them here to a large extent.
Bring it all home. And he said they could do a better job, the government could do a better job of whittling down prices. Here he was.
The other thing we have to do is create new bidding procedures for the drug industry because they're getting away with murder. Pharma has a lot of lobbies, a lot of lobbyists, and a lot of power. And there's very little bidding on drugs. We're the largest buyer of drugs in the world, and yet we don't bid properly. And we're going to start bidding, and we're going to save billions of dollars over a period of time. And we're going to do that with a lot of other industries.
Joining me now to look at this from Washington is Sarah Cliff, senior editor for Vox. She's been writing about drugs and drug prices. Sarah, thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Could we go first to the issue of manufacture and where that happens? Is it in fact the case that American pharmaceutical companies have moved a significant portion of their manufacturing abroad? If so, why and how might they be incented or browbeaten to bring that home?
So there isn't a lot of data to support this. I've been covering drug pricing, as you mentioned, for quite some time. I was a little surprised to hear Trump's remarks about manufacturing. You know, I went back and looked at some of the jobs data in the U.S. You do see a small decline in pharmaceutical manufacturing jobs, particularly in New Jersey, which is a state that has a lot of manufacturing. But it's not giant. It's about, in New Jersey, for example, 16,000 jobs lost over a decade, which are jobs that are lost. But, you know, it's not on a huge magnitude. I think one of the things I found, you know, interesting about Trump's remarks is that he was both talking about regulating drug prices, which if we did that, there'd presumably be just less jobs in pharmaceuticals, but also bringing jobs back to the United States in the pharma area. It seems like it's going to be quite hard to pull off those two things in tandem.
To do them at the same time, you'd make it less profitable, but also try and bring them home. I mean, that's an interesting dynamic across all industries. He's telling us he's had some success with that in the auto industry, and maybe the carrier air conditioning, but over time, how do you do both things? What about prices? There's been plenty of conversation about drug prices in this country. People wishing that the federal government negotiated harder, bargained harder. Donald Trump is talking about that, particularly in the context of the Affordable Care Act and more. Where does that conversation stand, Sarah?
Yes, so this is kind of actually a longstanding priority of the Democratic Party to get Medicare to negotiate for drug prices, which is what it sounds like Donald Trump was talking about yesterday. He is completely right that the United States pays more than any other developed country for the exact same prescription medications. The reason we do that is nearly all other countries have some kind of government body that negotiates with drug makers that says, you know, we're only willing to pay X or Y, or else we're not going to buy your drug. So you see really exorbitant prices in the United States because we allow manufacturers to charge whatever they want. And while that works for televisions and cars, which you can go without, I think a lot of people would argue it doesn't really work very well for drugs, which you don't get a lot of decisions to make about whether you want to take them or not.
When he was running for office, Barack Obama talked about this. This is all the way back in 2008, April, said he wanted to end the game playing of the pharmaceutical industry in Washington. Trump expressing similar sentiments in his press conference yesterday, but here was Barack Obama, not even president yet.
The pharmaceutical industry wrote into the prescription drug plan that Medicare could not negotiate with drug companies. And you know what? The chairman of the committee who pushed the law through went to work for the pharmaceutical industry making $2 million a year.
Imagine that.
That's an example of the same old game playing in Washington. You know, I don't want to learn how to play the game better. I want to put an end to the game playing.
Did he put an end to it, Sarah?
He did not. I think that's one of the notable things about the Affordable Care Act. We all know President Obama helped shepherd through a massive health care law, but I think it's quite notable that there was nothing in that law about negotiating drug prices. After the ACA passed, Medicare still does not have that authority. The reason that he and other Democrats didn't put that in the healthcare law is they felt like they needed the pharmaceutical lobbies on board, that a healthcare law could not survive a lobbying campaign against it, that the health insurance expansion would sink if pharmaceutical companies were all of a sudden running all these ads against the healthcare law. So they made a decision. You know, President Obama supports regulating drug prices, but he did not pursue that goal in his healthcare law. And I think this really speaks to a challenge any president, including President-elect Donald Trump, will have trying to regulate drug prices is so far no president, no Congress has really taken a serious effort at this because of the power that the pharmaceutical lobbies wield here in Washington.
But he's just coming to town. We've got a big moment in front of us. He said just yesterday again, he's going to repeal and replace. Do you see some leverage emerging here with all that activity going on and a new presidency kicking off that might give Donald Trump some sort of running room here that Barack Obama did not have?
So I don't know that he has more running room. I do think he is, as we've learned, somewhat unpredictable. We're not totally sure where his policy stances are. It might be the case that Donald Trump, you know, really feels strongly about taking on pharmaceutical industries and is willing to push this kind of price regulation in a way Democrats were too nervous to. One obstacle I think he will run into is whether legislators want to go along with them or if they are going to be too nervous about the campaigns they would expect from pharmaceutical companies against their own races, that he might end up in some kind of clash with Congress. I think you're right. It was very notable that of all the things in the world Donald Trump could have started his press conference with yesterday, his first press conference in months, he decided to talk about regulating drug prices. So I think that is a sign this is more on the agenda than I initially thought. But I think there's still lots and lots of obstacles between mentioning it in this press conference and moving it forward as a policy.
We just got half a minute, Sarah. I mean, the car companies appear to be at least genuflecting to Donald Trump here. Is pharma vulnerable to his bully pulpit?
We are about to find out, right? I think pharma realizes they need to be a little more nervous than they were before. I think pharma was quite nervous about a Clinton presidency. She had talked a lot about drug price regulation. I think they're realizing that a Trump presidency might be challenging for them as well.
Sarah Klipp is a senior editor at Vox, writing about drugs and drug prices a lot. Joined us today from Washington. Sarah, thank you very much for your insights.
Thanks for having me.